What we wanted to do is we wanted to train law enforcement to act in the moment of crisis in our schools. And so what we did was we created a program along with law enforcement that was essentially the same training program that police officers go through. This is 80 hours of training trained by the same individuals who train police officers, and we're going to train employees at the school who will serve covertly only in the moment when there's an active shooter. These are secretive individuals, probably a vice principal, maybe even a coach, who can act very quickly if we have a situation where the school doors have been kicked open and we have someone who's looking to harm our children.
I think that some parents sitting out there are going to want to know, well, where is the gun going to be kept and how do we know that it won't be accessible to people who shouldn't have it?
It's a good question and one we thought about a lot. And what we decided to do is let's keep any firearm under lock and key within the immediate reach of the person who's trained to use it. So it's not, in a desk drawer. It's going to be in a locked safe within the immediate reach so they can act quickly. This person is confidential, so no one knows that your vice principal is going to be serving as the marshal. And so no one would seek to look around that person's desk because they don't know who this person is. The only people that know who the marshal would be the principal of the school and local law enforcement.
Representative Giddings, any concerns about guns on the campus, even though they would have this kind of protection described in Representative Villalba's bill?
Well, I understand what Representative Villalba is doing, and I understand his concern about the safety of our children. Obviously, we all share that concern. But basically, I am just one of those people that believes you don't make the country safer by putting more guns out there.
I tend to agree largely with that statement, but I believe more law enforcement can help us to protect our children. And what our bill was about was providing for additional law enforcement.
I have to say that obviously we all agree that our law enforcement officers have to have the guns and the means to protect us. But I always worry about guns in a situation where they're kids because nobody ever intends for a kid to get their hands on a gun, whether it's a parent or whatever. But somehow, some way, these things happen all the time.
Look, DISD has SRO programs. We already have police officers roaming the hallways in schools who are open carry armed in our schools. So it already exists. This is just a way to provide for protection for those schools that don't have that. As we saw from Newtown, I mean, we're talking about 9 minutes. 9 minutes is what it took to perpetrate the kind of harm that individual did. And if we can reduce our response time from 9 minutes to 9 seconds, I think at least we have a chance to protect our little ones. And for me, that was important. And this isn't spoken as a, Second Amendment guy or even a Republican. It's spoken as a dad.
Is there a fiscal note on this? In other words, is there state money for the training?
There, we did not provide for any state resources for this. We said to the school districts, you are entitled to make this decision on your own. And if you do, you're entitled and have discretion to provide for training and pay for it.